This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the
sun. Make no mistake, this country is at its most historic moments in 1776, and now the world's future hangs in the balance. The stakes couldn't be higher. And if you'd have told me 10 years ago Donald Trump would be at the center of it, I would just roll my eyes and laugh at you. But studying Trump, knowing his history, understanding that he was just doing business and being a PR guy with that persona, and that the real persona going back to when he was in college is being an anti-New World Order patriot, and to now see where we are in this country and to see how many people support the president, but they have to understand how life and death this is. This is war, and the globalists want to continue to run this country, and they're panicked. But it is telltale how much respect he got, especially in the Middle East and other areas. People act like they're scared of Trump over there because they understand that he just took control of this bureaucracy that had no respect for our country. And people don't respect people that have sold out. They respect people that are actually for real. Dr. Corsi.
Well, this is exactly right. I mean, Trump has never been in a game like this before. It's different on Wall Street. It's different in New York. He's built buildings. He's fought the unions. This is the deep state. This is, they'll lie. They'll swear. They'll under oath. Comey will lie. They are lying this morning to the Senate Intelligence Committee. They're begging to be in private, closed testimony where they can, not be held accountable for what they're saying. This is a disgrace. And Trump has got to understand. When the GOP leadership comes and meets with them in the White House, they're going to all nod and smile. They go out of there and they sharpen their knives and they're just as happy to carve Donald Trump up and throw him into the Potomac River. And this is a life and death fight. I mean, Jack Kennedy underestimated him too. I was part of the group as a very young kid, I mean, teenager, trying to warn Jack Kennedy of the danger. Jack didn't perceive it either. Trump better listen.
And Bobby didn't even have to kill his brother.
Well, there was an attempt. I never did like Bobby as well as I got to like Jack, but there was an attempt to save Bobby, too. Bobby was a very stubborn guy. I knew him reasonably well. But Jack Kennedy would listen. But he didn't really perceive the extent of the danger that he was facing from the deep state when they decided to remove him from power. And what's going on right now is Trump is in the middle of a coup d'etat, and he better quickly smarten up and realize that it's going to be a power game, and he's going to have to be able to get control of the RNC, get control of the money. You know, Lyndon Johnson would put his nose right up against your nose and breathe this hot, dirty breath into your face and tell you where you lived and what you'd done and how you were going to vote. Well, Donald Trump better start reading about Sam Rayburn. He better understand how Washington works. If he doesn't control the power of these committees, these moles within the FBI, within the Department of Justice, within the White House, the Soros operatives, the Clinton and Obama loyalists, they will destroy his presidency. And it's underway right now. This is a serious threat. We're facing it. The media that got Trump in, and Trump is tweeting. He's saying if he'd listened to the New York Times and the Washington Post, like he'd never be president. Well, he better figure out right now to get him out of the front row of that press room. Close that press room down.
Well, exactly. And from Cernovich and my other sources, a month ago, we had the headline, Patriots are about to be really pleased with what Trump does. And he has made a more populist turn, and he understands that's what he's got to do now. But come back. We've got another guest coming up. I'll give you a few more minutes to talk about briefly what else you think he should do as a plan of action. But there it is. Patriots will be very happy with what Trump is about to do. And that was a month ago or a little less than a month ago, May 15th. It's now June 7th. So, again, you can watch that. We also had articles there breaking all this down. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest, writer with Infowars.com. The articles Comey lied to Congress about NSA mass illegal surveillance of U.S. citizens, including Donald Trump and Alex Jones, and FBI confirmed Comey was planted inside of the Clintons.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Michael Snyder, judge, turned about 5 minutes. The Trump Army's taking the names of the treasonous Republicans that are suggesting Trump should be impeached. To another report, no more fake conservatives. If we don't fight for it, the liberal world order is going to kill our way of life. There comes a time when it becomes necessary to draw the line in the sand. When you look at the agenda of Hollywood and the globalists, I mean, it is so nightmarish. And they're allied with the most horrible forms of Islam. You know these people are the scum of the earth. Dr. Corsi, who's worked with presidents, obviously, and is a best-selling author and journalist and works for InfoWars, has filed two reports that are on InfoWars.com right now. It's confirmed Comey was implanted in the FBI by the Clintons. There's a report up there going over all the admissions of that. We need to get that meme out there that Comey is a Clinton operative, to tweet that article from InfoWars.com, to Facebook it, you name it, to push it out to everybody so they understand what this is about. And then also a fact. You have the video of this as well. We should make this the big lead tonight on the Nightly News. Comey lied to Congress, just like Clapper. about NSA mass surveillance of U.S. citizens, including Donald Trump and Alex Jones, and said it was insane, said it was kooky, said it was unbelievable. This is when the Democrats were all over the news saying, we've surveilled Trump. We know he talked to the Russians. Trump said, that's illegal if you did that, to leak that. Of course, they didn't have the intel, so they used the claim they had it to put that out, but they had been surveilling. So they're the ones committing the crimes. And we've seen this one lady, and we'll get into what Trump should do, who was inside the federal government, who said that she hates white people, even though she's white, that whites should be genocided, and that she's one of the people that's part of this army that Michael Moore is creating, saying whistleblow. Well, whistleblowing is if you're exposing something illegal. But if you're leaking national security information and you're leaking stuff mixed in with lies, it's totally illegal. But then have Michael Moore organizing it, saying it's to overthrow Trump, is incredible. Accused leaker, last name Winner, called Trump an orange fascist on Twitter. That's CNN's whitewash. If you actually read her website, Paul Watson wrote about it yesterday, and read her Facebook and stuff, she says, white people need to all be genocided. This is the type of mental patient filling the federal government right now, and they're all saying, leak, 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 leak. To the point of we can't even get intelligence on terror attacks in England because they leak it to sabotage Trump within minutes just to stop everything he does and bring the country down. Because they don't want to just bring Trump down. They want to bring him down because he wants to restore the republic. The globalists want to run this country. They want to dominate it. What does the president need to do right now? Because his approval ratings are up, even in these skewed polls. He's turned the corner. He's delivering on the economy. You can feel the momentum shifting towards Trump. A lot of experts agree with me, but that's only making the deep state become more desperate. Is that what you're saying, Corsi?
They're getting more desperate, getting more determined to write the articles of impeachment right now. This is what this is about. That's what's hoped to be achieved tomorrow with James Comey's testimony. This is serious. Trump's got to act fairly quickly, and he's got to clean out the White House, starting with Priebus. He's got to start exerting power. He's got to start acting as a strong president, a Lyndon Johnson-type strong president. I'm not saying we need a Vietnam. I'm not advocating a war. I'm advocating the use of the executive office in a way that Washington will respect. Right now, Washington thinks they can walk all over Trump. They think he's a minor actor. They think he's completely out of his league. I've known Donald Trump for a long time. He's a very quick learner, but he always gets behind the curve like this. He always looks like he's going to lose right up until he wins. But, you know, instead of having in the front row of that press office with an anti-Trump act-up hour every day, they had to close that press room. They had to get InfoWars in there full-time and others like InfoWars that helped elect Trump. If he doesn't realize who his friends are right now, Donald Trump, and I mean this in as cold seriousness as I can say, if the deep state doesn't find a way to assassinate him, they'll find a way to impeach him. And it's about that. That's what's at stake right now.
Well, Doc, let me bring this in then. If you're looking at Trump, you see at the State Department, he orders them under law to stop bringing in people from seven countries that have total failed states where the imams issue the passports because you are a terrorist. You know, they give you a passport and then we let them in unvetted. This is completely insane. The courts are blocking him. The State Department's blocking him, as you have reported here. He is complaining about that himself. What does he do? I have a crew of like 70 people. They're great folks, but I can't seem to get a lot of stuff done sometimes with a crew that is really smart and means well. I mean, how does he do this with such a servile, weak group of people in D.C. from both parties that are all not going to show up to work tomorrow and get drunk and watch, you know, the Comey hearings with the happy hour bars opening at 8 a.m.?
The only way D.C. works is that they're afraid of you. He's got to take control of the RNC. He's got to get control of the money. He's got to make it clear to Ryan. Ryan's no longer in charge of handing out who gets the money to be reelected. Trump's got to start enforcing party discipline from the White House, same way Lyndon Johnson did. He's got to start using the telephone, calling up people. The State Department, any of these agencies, fire them by half. Get rid of people. Get rid of anybody who's got a resume or pedigree from Obama or Clinton. Get him out of the White House. If Trump doesn't have loyalists around him, if he doesn't have people who are going to fight for him, he's going to lose the presidency. And as much as I'm for Trump, this is the strongest warning I've ever issued, because I've never seen it. They're going to start writing articles of impeachment based on a lie. They're going to try to ram it through with the mainstream media that Trump is inviting into the White House every day for an hour televised to sit in that front row, that stupid little room, and argue that Trump doesn't know what he's doing, to create some new story out of a gotcha question. And it's disgraceful, and it's got to stop. Trump has the ability to stop it, get rid of Priebus immediately. Priebus is, you don't have a strong chief of staff who's fighting for you. Priebus's meal ticket is Ryan and the GOP.
And that's right. In America, you see the racial division. You see the balkanization. You see the poverty. You see what the globalists want here and abroad. This is so important. If you claim you want a second American revolution, to support Trump and to back him, because they've got all these conservative talk show hosts kind of riding the fence here. And we're going to lose everything if people keep riding the fence. Dr. Corsi, powerful articles on Infowars.com. Thank you so much. We're about to go to Michael Snyder, and I have some huge breaking news that I'm going to go to here in just a moment. Huge breaking news here in just a few minutes. Michael Snyder is now going to ride shotgun with us for the balance of the hour. Obviously an excellent writer, researcher, educator, author. He's talking about running for Congress out in the state of Utah. Very exciting there. Because that's the real revolution. Trump's just a frontline battering ram, and God love him. But all of us running for mayor, running for dog catcher, running for school board, running for state legislature, you know, getting involved. This is how we're going to change the world. So important. So we're going to look at all this right now. Michael Snyder, thanks for coming on with us. What do you want to tackle first? The big hearings coming up tomorrow, the State of the Union, the huge Ramadan attacks happening everywhere on the left, trying to make excuses for it. I mean, it's just hard to believe how villainous they are, but also, let's be frank, how weak and passive we are. Because most libertarian and conservative men, they say, oh, thanks for what you're doing. Well, I appreciate them. At least they're awake and care. But don't they understand they've got to be involved? They've got to be doing stuff every day in this fight. We have serious, hardcore totalitarianism with a whole communist slash satanic undertone taking over. We have true evil facing us.
We do, Alex, and it's a global system that wants to destroy us. While we engage the other side and we believe they should have freedom of speech, they want to take our freedom of speech completely away. They want to shut us up. They want to say what you're doing is hate speech. They want to say what I'm doing is hate speech. They want to criminalize what we're doing, shut us up, make us go away, and eventually the hardcore among them want to do kind of what Kathy Griffin did when she held up that bloody head of Trump. They literally, some of the most hardcore, they if they got their way, that they would kill us. But, you know, the less hardcore among them just want to shut us up, criminalize us, and throw us in prison, basically eliminate us. We want to defeat the other side because we believe in freedom of speech. We believe in the U.S. Constitution. The other side, we need to understand, they don't believe in that. They believe in total scorched earth ultimate victory, where if they ultimately get their way, they want to eradicate our way of life. They want to eradicate our worldview and totally eliminate us. That's their ultimate goal.
And that's why strong cities doesn't make sense to have the UN here lecturing us, saying federalize, globalize our police, bullying cops, funding people to go out and randomly kill cops. They think the cops are weak. They think the cop unions are weak. They think we're weak. They think the American people are weak. They think they're going to roll over to this globalist policing and be their enforcers if they kill enough of them. And I'm going to ask the cops something right now. What are you doing to stand up against this? Okay? I know you don't have all the power in the world, but every man and woman out there, we know the score now, people. There's no more excuses. This country is under total attack. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's true. We need to understand, yeah, we've gotten Donald Trump into the White House, but this liberal world order, and this is a term that's starting to be used by the Washington Post. It was used by Joe Biden in his final speech at the World Economic Forum. But this liberal world order, this new world order, you know, Donald Trump may control the White House, but everything else in Washington pretty much is still dominated by them. They dominate the mainstream media. They dominate the court system, and that's one of their most powerful tools where they get their agenda implemented because they dominate the legal system in this
That's
country.
That's right. They totally crave power. They don't produce economies of scale, economies of ideas, economies of products and innovation. Socialism, collectivism always begins to create masses of people that specialize in scamming, specialize in taking things over, specialize in making people pay kickbacks. And we're becoming Mexico. We're becoming Eastern Europe. We're becoming those corrupt systems that no matter how rich the culture, no matter how many resources they have, it creates a giant mass of poor people by design. This is the globalist model. And it's why they hate Trump declaring TPP a fraud, declaring the carbon tax a system to make us poor, because it is. It is. And it's so incredible to realize we're to this point, Michael.
Yeah, and this is why control freaks are drawn to the system like moths to a flame. And particularly, they love to go to law school. Law school, I've called a seminary for liberals because, that is kind of their religion. And so, for example, I went to law school down at the University of Florida, and you think that Florida, northern Florida, kind of conservative, but no. The student body was extremely liberal, but even more liberal was the professors. In fact, among all the dozens of professors that taught at the school, there was only one Republican, but there were all kinds of lesbians and radical leftists. And this was the University of Florida. This wasn't the Ivy League. But this is what our legal system has become. They also dominate the system of education from all the way from kindergarten all the way up through our university system.
It's an elite. It's an elite. And then they pick the broken strategy, broken coalition strategy of all these subgroups that they then rule over a sexual preference or over this or over that. And then they just rule those groups in their little fiefdoms. This is pure social engineering. This just broke on Infowars.com. It broke in the last 10 minutes. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is from the Associated Press. Congressman starts impeachment process against President Trump. Representative Al Green, a Texas Democrat who said he would do this previously, said he's readying articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, the first official step to remove a sitting president. So it's just like Bob Barr kicked it off in Georgia against Bill Clinton. This is now being kicked off in Texas. Truly shameful. Green took to the House floor last month to call for the impeachment of the president for what he said was obstruction of justice in connection to the firing of FBI James Comey, who was investigating ties between Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. Comey is set to testify tomorrow for the Senate committee on his interactions with Trump. The facts are simple and indisputable. The moon is made of cheese. The facts are simple and indisputable. We lost the election, and we're tyrants, and we can't handle it. I'm sorry, I was translating for you. The facts were simple and indisputable. We wanted to overthrow America and hate the Second Amendment. Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong. The facts are simple and indisputable. The president and FBI director, because the director was investigating the president's presidential connections to Russia, interfered in the presidential election, Green said in a statement. This is obstruction of justice. The articles are mostly symbolic and highly unlikely to go anywhere in the Republican-controlled House. Green has not yet officially introduced them. And then right after that came out, there's this headline, Top Dems Reject Impeachment Push. Adam Schiff, we have to find out what the facts are, the senior Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee said. But still, they don't have the facts. This is all just a bunch of maneuvering. These people are truly transparent, Michael Snyder.
Oh, it's true. And this is a nothing scandal because, Alex, even if every single thing that Comey is claiming is true, even if every single thing that he's claiming is true, and that's a big if, then there's still no obstruction of justice. For example, you look at the main statute that governs obstruction of justice, that's 18 U.S.C. 1503. Now, there's certain elements that have to be proven in a case for obstruction of justice. One is that there has to be some sort of official proceeding. Now, in this case, there's not any of that. There's simply a conversation between Donald Trump and James Comey in the Oval Office. Now, if Donald Trump did, do everything that Comey is saying, it may have been improper, it may have been inappropriate, but it's not criminal. There was not an official proceeding. Secondly, that it also must be proven that Trump corruptly tried to influence the proceedings. There must be a proving of corruptness. And that doesn't appear to be the case here. So, and it's not just my opinion, but Alan Dershowitz, Jonathan Turley, both extremely liberal, well-known minds in the legal world, but very, very liberal, very much on the left. But they agree with me that even if everything is true that they're claiming, there's no obstruction of justice here. There's no evidence of any crime that Trump has committed. colluded, even if he colluded with the Russians, that's not criminal. You know, even if he did leak intelligence to the Russians from Israel, that's not criminal. There's nothing here that's criminal. So it's a nothing scandal.
Well, sure, and let's look at how the media
investigation.
Look how the media is constantly leaking classified stuff, but it's okay when they do it. He's the president. But case by case point, he didn't leak where the submarines were in South Korea. He didn't leak information about laptop bombs and ISIS. That was known 2 months before and all over the news. This is ridiculous.
Oh, it absolutely is. But what they want to do is they want to destroy Donald Trump, as Dr. Jerome Corsi was just talking about. And so Donald Trump, he's kind of a bull in a china shop, but he's walking through a minefield, because I've explained on the program before, there's literally thousands of laws that could apply to the executive branch. And all these sharks are just waiting and watching him like a hawk to see if he'll step on one of these landmines so they can get him. And so right now they're going to try to let this impeachment thing kind of go with a slow burn. But in terms of what the Democrats, what I'm hearing and what they're saying in their fundraising letters and among their rank and file, is that right now, okay, they're going to let this thing go with kind of a slow burn, but they're really targeting 2018, because their plan is for there to be an anti-Trump backlash, for them to take the House and the Senate, and then that'll be their golden opportunity to strike with impeachment. So they're going to let this thing build, and if they get some, you know, just a golden opportunity, you know, they'll go ahead right now. But if not, if they have to, they'll wait till 2018, let it kind of build up, and then they get their majorities in both houses of Congress, and then strike and try to take them out.
That's right, Michael. And they also brag that, bottom line, they paralyze his agenda. He never gets to meet with Putin. He never gets to take out radical Islam. They want to block that because they're allied with it. So bare minimum, they paralyze him, where if the ambassador from Russia or the foreign minister comes to the White House, look, he took him in a back room. Look, it's secret. Look, he's giving him secrets. He's a spy, acting like the president can't go behind closed doors with the Russian ambassador. That's as normal as breathing when you're the president. That's what the president does. But again, they think the public's dumb, like Gruber said. Thank God they're so dumb. They don't know we're going to triple prices. Thank God they're so stupid. They're like goldfish. They're so pathetic. Ha, ha, ha. I got hired to lie to them. They're so proud of themselves because they're the filth, they're the scum, they're the non-producers, they're the elites that are selling out our wealth, killing the country, showing racial division, Michael Schneider, at levels I've never seen before. And I want to shift gears to that with you now, because I look at the terror attacks in the United States, in Canada, in Australia, in Europe, in England. They don't even usually get reported. You'll see some report where woman stabbed in Toronto, woman stabbed in Chicago, man stabbed, and then later you learn in the court hearing, Allah Akbar's yelled. I mean, I'm seeing every day five or six articles where later it comes out in court, it was an Islamic attack. And it is just the most cowardly garbage. Look at these headlines. Ramadan, terrorist death toll hits 180. Third of London Bridge attackers reportedly told authorities, I'm going to be a terrorist, and we're allowed to stay in the country and travel in and out. I mean, folks, they keep you out of England if you come in, you know, flying and say you're there on business. Fatalities and injuries after shootings, bombings in Iranian parliament and Khomeini shrine. Woman screamed Allah Akbar, charged in Toronto store attacks. That's Toronto Sun. UN report, 163 civilians executed by Islamic State in Mosul alone. CNS News. Notre Dame terrorist was given an award by EU for complaining about racism against migrants. That's right, an award. But wait, it gets better. Schools in lockdown after a female nursery worker on her way to work is pulled to the ground and slashed the arm by three girls shouting, Allah Akbar, shouting, Allah is going to get you. Germany, this is a big report by the Gatestone Institute. Drudge linked to the last time we posted one of these. It's powerful. Germany, surge in stabbings and knife crimes. Of course, screaming Allah Akbar. Continuing. But see, you can't say that in Germany. So you just have to say surge and stabbings or they'll arrest you for saying it's Muslims. I'm not kidding. Now here's the key one I want to come back and hit. Swedish government orders clinic to end treatment for rape victims in favor of treating migrants. Paul Joseph Watson, but it links to SVT reports and mainstream news with a straight face. They say rape isn't an issue. That's not hurting our Stockholm Syndrome women. No, it's the poor little Muslims. They've been through too much. So we need to give them all the treatment for taxpayers. Just like let's throw old people out in Sweden, in Italy, in Germany, other Section 8 housing. that they paid for as taxpayers their whole life, their government housing, and literally throw them out and move jihadis in, military-age men. This is just seeing what can we make the public put up with, and obviously there is no limit. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and began to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hi, Chelsea. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Because this book's for everyone, including women who have wanted to speak up but have been told to quiet down, can you sign it for my friend Juanita Broderick, because she's been silenced by your parents, especially Bill Clinton, who's a racist? Can you sign it for her?
Thank you for coming today.
Can you sign it? Thanks.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Don't you wish you went to Washington so you could be dealing with this every second of every day?
You know what? I've never seen hatred like this. I mean, to me, they're not even people. It's so, so sad. I mean, morality's just gone. Morals have flown out the window. We deserve so much better than this as a
country. Right.
And, you know, it's so sad. You see the Democratic Party. They're imploding. They're imploding. They have no message. You see the head of the DNC, who is a total whack job. There's no leadership there. And so what do? They become obstructionists because they have no message of their own. They have no solid candidates of their own. They lost the election that they should have won because they spent seven times the amount of money that my father spent. They have no message, so what do? They try and obstruct a great man. They try and obstruct his family. They come after us viciously.
Eric, I got to tell you, it's truly
horrible.
So there you go. Sean Hannity, last night, one of the only good, decent TV shows left there to basically break down what's happening in the news. We see the ongoing takedown of Fox News. And then it's going to be the rest of the alternative media. And they admit that they want to shut us all down like they're doing in Europe. But there's got to be some end to the level that people will put up with. Just like I read earlier, and I want to open the phones up and take your calls with Michael Snyder. Just like I read the headline earlier, Swedish government orders clinic to end treatment for rape victims in favor of treating migrants. The Swedish government has announced that a clinic in Stockholm will no longer treat female rape victims, and the money will be spent on treating traumatized Muslim migrants instead. Yesterday, I reported how they're telling the women, go out and have sex with the migrants to make them feel welcome. After 10 years of helping rape victims, the Stockholm Crisis and Trauma Center will now only devote itself to patients with war and torture trauma. These are mainly the soldiers of ISIS, now as refugees, 80% military-aged men coming in and getting the treatment. Authorities in Stockholm, those at Stockholm, Sweden, Stockholm Syndrome, where you worship your abusers and serve them, authorities in Stockholm claim their agreement with the clinic does not cover rape victims, and the focus will now be moved to treating migrants. See, because all the new welfare money isn't for the Swedes anymore. It's all for the Islamists. Psychological problems are associated with torture and severe trauma from war, despite the fact that the majority of the migrants pouring into Sweden are not arriving from war-torn countries. According to Maria Hagerstein, unit manager of psychiatry in Stockholm's county council, this is a group that is now expanding with the major migration flows that exist, and we want them to be able to help even more of that group in the future. The clinic helps around 200 rape victims annually, with around 140 of these being women. All of them will now have to find somewhere else to receive support. And it's like this every day. It's a total pattern. Tommy Morrison shot video last week. We aired it here. There's a new video today. Or Robinson. Tommy Robinson. Teleprompter free, folks. And it shows this really fancy house. And it's got surveillance and a cop car out front of it. And each of the thousands that admit they're with ISIS and want to do terror, they're allowed to stay, even though they're not British citizens. They're allowed to just sit there, wear nightgowns, and walk around with their giant beards and do nothing all day and lecture everyone arrogantly. It's a total mental illness. And then he's right next door to an elementary school. His back fence backs up to it. And I've got articles here, just people getting stabbed all over the place. And then you've got the leftists saying that if the socialist doesn't win and defeat May in England, in the UK this weekend, supporters threaten violence if Labour doesn't win the election. So I want to go over all this with Michael Snyder and take your phone calls and hit other issues that are on his front burner. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on any of these specific issues. The open coup to overthrow Trump. Remember 6 months ago I told you about that and it sounded kind of far-fetched? Now it's here. These people mean business. This is a struggle to regain the country and the world. We're fighting hard. This is real. You're in the middle of history. They're openly trying to destroy our First Amendment. They're openly trying to take over the internet freedom. It's all happening. But the good news is if we just keep speaking out and keep saying no, and keep realizing that big national special reports and memes being pushed, a lot of stuff in mainstream news is true. You got to learn how to vet it, go through it. But when there's big official stories like there's no wiretapping of the White House, and then they admit they were, or you know, there's no such thing as Islamic terror. Remember that? Don't use that term. See how fast that narrative collapsed? But for 8 years, Obama said that. And the media followed his orders. So just call this baloney, this garbage, this BS for what it is. Just say no to the peer pressure. Because all you have to lose is being a slave. You go along with this, it's over. And I know most of you know that, but all of us have to be loving about it, but more aggressive. Now, briefly, we'll go back to Michael Schneider, 800-259-9231. We have our best-selling fluoride-free, organic, made-in-America toothpaste made by the biggest manufacturer of fluoride-free toothpaste, private label for us, but proprietary at their factory here in America. Iodine and colloidal silver is added, full of tea tree, peppermint, you name it. It's very concentrated. It's really, I'd call it 2-to-1. I mean, it's very strong. People love it. It is our overall total bestseller. We don't make a lot of money on it, obviously, because it's a low-ticket item, but it helps fund an operation. It's got nano silver, iodine, peppermint oil, xylitol, and so much more. It's also got the tea tree oil. It is available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And Super Blue has been sold out for months. It is now back in. The bubble gum for children that doesn't have the peppermint in it because it's not as strong, it is sold out, unfortunately. We're really trying to figure out our supply lines and things and get all this done. But when it's organic, when it's the best source product, when it's all going to be tested California standard, it's very hard to get the raw material. So that's why we are sold out so often. And so we're really working on that. But thank you all for your financial support. This is really great toothpaste. Super Blue, back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And on top of that, we have back in stock the highest quality BioTrue Selenium from organic mustard seed at an incredibly low price already. Normally $24.95 in the nice glass bottle full of capsules. It's only $14.96. You cannot beat that. Similar stuff at Whole Foods is like $40. But because we can get this inexpensively through our source, we are doing it to introduce you to it. The amount of energy, the stamina, the research, the big missing link is selenium deficiencies. You tie it together with the X2 Nation Iodine. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I'm just hoping and praying the funding comes in, but we're expanding. We're hiring more people. We're getting more editors, more researchers, more investigative journalists, more crew to switch and run the live shows because I'm all in. I'm not backing down from the globalists and all their attacks. Now, going to Michael Schneider, who's got several top-viewed news websites out there that everybody should visit, economiccollapseblog.com. And, of course, he has several others that everybody should also visit. Where is this entire Islamicist thing going? Do you think people are really starting to get fed up with it? I mean, we're seeing that. And where does it go? I mean, is the desperation of the globalists and the left a sign that they're about to collapse? Or do they just get more frantic and more frantic and more frantic, and through mass Stockholm syndrome, everybody just submits to the little toddlers throwing fits?
Yeah, well, on the left, you see, they're so politically correct, they're paralyzed. They don't even understand that radical Islam has declared war on us. Their worldview, they want to destroy us. Their intent is world domination. But you never see the left criticizing them. But Alex, we're seeing terror attacks. 2015, all-time record high for Islamic terror attacks. Then 2016, we shattered that record. We're on pace to shatter that record again. Where we're seeing it is the day after day, you know, they're coming in so fast now we can barely keep up with all the Islamic terror attacks all over the world. You look at Sweden. I had ancestors that actually came from Sweden, settled in Minnesota, so I have roots going back to Sweden. And at one time, Sweden had one of the lowest crime rates on the entire planet. Very peaceful, just lovely country. But now that's been totally turned upside down, not because of the indigenous population that's been there for centuries, but it's all because of the refugees that have been brought in, the Islamic Islamic immigration. And there's some cities in Sweden now you simply do not want to go to because they're so dangerous. And yet still they're so paralyzed by their political correctness, they're not doing anything about it. And that's why when Donald Trump, he's calling it a travel ban, but you know, we want to know who's coming in. We don't want to bring in enemy soldiers, and that's what they are, into this country that are intent on destroying us and conquering us is what they intend to do. Donald Trump is correct to say, hey, we want to know who these people are. We don't want people coming in who want to make war with us. And yet who's blocking them? It's the court system. Like I said earlier, how the court system is dominated by the left, by radical liberals. And they're saying, no, you can't have this travel ban. No, you can't do this, Trump. And so that, you know, we've not only got to take the presidency, we've got to literally have a cultural revolution where we take every institution in our society, all the governing institutions, all the educational institutions. And that's why we're building our army through the info war. We're in a war for hearts and minds one at a time. And once upon a time, Alex Jones started very small. Once upon a time, I started very, very small. But one heart and one mind at a time. We've gotten to the point now, we saw during the break, where Hillary Clinton knows who Alex Jones is by name. She's very clear that you're one of her top enemies because you're having such an impact. So we're fighting the info war. We're building our army. But then the next stage is to literally take over the structures and institutions in society.
And we have to. We have to. We don't want to, just like the founding fathers. But if we don't, we are complicit in our own family's destruction. I mean, this is so obvious to see.
Oh, it is. And there's no guarantee of success. People often ask me, well, Michael, can we do it? Can we defeat the New World Order? Can we, you know, actually win? Well, with the first, the Revolutionary War, who would have ever imagined that a ragtag group of rebels could actually defeat the great British Empire, the greatest empire on the entire planet? Who would have thought that could have happened? But it did, because they were sold out. They were passionate. They were determined. They were willing to give their lives, and they gave everything for the cause of liberty and freedom. Now today, Alex, my wife and I, about 6 years ago, we moved up here to Northern Idaho because we wanted to find, one of the reasons we did that, we wanted to find somewhere where people could still live free, because in most of America, that's not the case, but we wanted to find one of these little enclaves where there was still some liberty and some freedom.
And now they're shipping in weaponized Muslims to every small town in Idaho and every other small. I mean, it is like incredible and how obvious it is.
Oh, it's true. And they specifically target the small towns, Alex. Under the Obama administration, they were specifically targeting conservative small towns.
He set up the Rural Affairs Group, and they said the countryside is too white and it's too conservative. Well, forget the white thing. They mean it's too Christian, too conservative, enclaves of Americana. So they said, we're going to ship unvetted Muslims en masse into those areas, put them on welfare, and then use them as the new culture conflict group. Then they'll ship in a foreign kingpin who owns them and runs them and will have local factories they use. Then they get control of your sheriff. Then they get control of your courts, and then it's game over. They're bringing in foreign Islamic boss hogs from Dearborn, Michigan, to you name it, to run us.
Yeah, and now here in Idaho, we've got rapes and sexual assaults by Islamic immigrants here in Idaho, you know? And so, the federal government reaches everywhere. If you build if you try to expand your pond, well, you can get in big trouble with the federal government. They can fine you millions and millions of dollars, that we've seen. In California, there was a case where a farmer plowed his own field to grow crops. He got fined millions and millions of dollars by the federal government. There's nowhere that it's out of the reach of this monster, this federal government, which is, you know, the left loves big government. For every problem, the solution is more government. But every time government grows, our freedom and liberty diminish. So, you know, if we're supposed to, our founding fathers wanted to establish a nation where freedom and liberty were maximized. But big government is the enemy of that. Every new law, and Alex, On the federal level, there's hundreds of thousands of statutes, rules, and regulations. But when you throw in the state and local levels all across this country, it goes in the millions. We've got millions of laws governing this country. And every new law, every new government agency, every time government grows, freedom and liberty shrink. And we're losing it. We're losing our way
of
life.
And our listeners know that. But people don't understand. It's a means to an end. They want control. And the useful idiots that serve this, they're just domesticated and dumbed down and think the only way they get a better job or a better lifestyle is bigger government. We have to somehow reach out to those people and let them know this is a trap. I want to go to Carlos. I want to go to Kristen. I want to go to Jeff. I want to go to Ivan. I want to go to Kevin and Ian and many others. Right now, let's go to Kevin. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. You're on the air with Michael Schneider.
Hey, how's everything in Bizarro World?
Well, we're all living here, brother. What do you think? What's on your mind?
I have a couple of things, and the first thing is, are you serious? And I know you are, about these women in Switzerland. They're not going to be able to get treated for being raped?
Sweden. And actually, in Stockholm, that's where they say, yes, you're being raped. Go and give yourself to the Muslims. That is the loving thing to do. That was yesterday's news. That's in their news. That's why they call it Stockholm Syndrome, where they found in Sweden, you know, and it's other areas of the world historically, people get into being abused.
Wow. The other thing that I wanted to, and the major thing that I wanted to talk to you about or ask about, I see two scenarios for the United States. The first scenario is and we're in the midst of it, a civil war. And the next thing that I see, and I don't want it to happen, but I would rather that happen than the civil war, would be a Soviet-style collapse of the United States. I think it needs to come down.
Well, you said it. We're in the middle of a political civil war to retake the country. The globalists are trying to destroy everything, trying to wreck the nation openly. They admit they're trying to kill the stock market. Those are great points. Let me come back and ask Michael Schneider that question, Kevin. Thank you. About how do we keep this cold civil war from going to a hot civil war with the Democrats calling for nationwide riots, also in Europe, coming up next month. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
Look at Hollywood. It's collapsing. They don't care, though. They want to bring the country down. They admit they do. Ariana Grande says she hopes her effing fans die. I asked, why do Muslims keep attacking liberals? And why do liberals keep bringing in Muslims? Megyn Kelly asked me, what's this about you blaming the little kids got blown up? And I went, no, I blame the trendies that open the borders up and bring people in. I don't blame the kids, obviously. But how do you turn it around when the left says bring in the Muslims? Then it kills a bunch of people, that this ideology. Blame the people that tried to stop it. How smart. That's what they've got to do, though. Always change the subject like you're weak-minded. We're going to go to Kristen and Jeff and Ian and others here in just a second. And John, Michael Schneider, writer, educator, author. We're in a civil war. I mean, history's happening. It's so big now that I've always known we were fighting this, and I want to fight it. It's so real now that I'm more dedicated than ever, but it's like, nothing is fun anymore. It's like total war. I don't care about being around celebrities. I don't even care about money. All I care about is my kids. And I never really cared about the stuff. But now it makes me sick watching everybody fawn over Megyn Kelly. It makes me nothing against her. I don't know how to explain it. It's just all that matters is our freedom, and it's under attack. And we're fighting such evil. People need to break the trance.
The left is relentless. They're never going to give up. They're not going to give any quarter. We're in an all-out war. Now, the last caller talked about a civil war, but we do not ever want it to get violent, because violence is not our message. We've got a far superior message than anything the left could ever have. You know, we've got the Constitution. We've got the values and principles this country was founded upon, and they work, and they once made America the greatest place on the entire planet, and they can do it again. But the left has shown they're willing to increasingly become violent. In recent years, we've seen street protests get more and more violent. Then Kathy Griffin just did us one of the greatest favors that anybody has done in a very, very long time when she held up that head of Donald Trump, because it shows what's in their heart is what they want, that they're violent at heart, that they're destructive at heart, that ultimately what they want is the complete eradication of our way of life. And so that image of Kathy Griffin is going to be burned into the minds of people all across this country. And when they see the violence in the streets by the left, when they see what Kathy Griffin has done and other things the left is doing, they're going to say, hey, we're disgusted by this. And they're going to listen to our message, which is a message of hope, of love, of a bright future, of restoring America, of making us the greatest nation, of free enterprise, of capitalism, of increasing wealth in society, of liberty and freedom, of people pursuing life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, everything our founders wanted. That's a positive message, and that's going to win over holding up a bloody head of Donald Trump.
And the thing is, how can anybody claim they're anti-establishment when the Republican establishment, the foreign governments, the EU, the corrupt Pope, the communist Chinese, Hollywood, the Democrats all want to destroy him, and that he's delivering prosperity. He's not letting multinationals screw over people. He's building factories in minority areas everywhere. And it just gives me chills that how much they hate him. And it isn't about worshiping Trump. I can't believe it. It's like that British member of parliament said, he's going to go down as the only roundly criticized politician who got in trouble for keeping his campaign promises.
Yeah, that we've never seen hatred, I don't think, for any politician at the level that we see hatred for Donald Trump. Because, and I don't know if even Donald Trump fully understands, but he has come to represent everything that, therefore, their progressive agenda, the progressive agenda not only in this country, but the global progressive agenda, which is dominating the Western world, the New World Order. And I don't even know to what extent Donald Trump understands he's not literally just fighting the Democrats, not literally just fighting the Republican establishment, but literally fighting the new world order.
That's right. Stay there. We're going to come right back in 70 seconds and go right to Kristen.
Thank you for listening.
And right to Jeff, who just came back from Paris. Oh, man. Well, our crew has been there. It is hellish now. Beautiful Paris is a crap hole. Imbrix Essentials. That's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on